Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Sam. Thank you for all the testimonies. I misplaced the Bible I usually use. So that's why I don't have... Glory be to God. Thank you all for coming. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Carol, good to see you. You ran away for nothing. Okay. You ran away from Buganda for nothing. All right. Praise also ran away for nothing. Yeah, for nothing. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God that the country is peaceful. We pray that it shall remain that way for a long time. All right? Continue praying. Yes, that we remain as peaceful as we are now. Amen? Yes. Worship team, thank you. Let's give the worship team a big hand clap. Yeah. The worship team tried, Bambi. Amen? They tried. But I think it is Ronnie who messed them up. Okay? But you tried, eh? You tried. I saw you trying. I encourage you to try. For those of you who are not here on Sunday and you read the word for the week, you must have been very disappointed today. Okay? Today was the total opposite of what was here last Sunday. It's the truth, eh? It was bad, eh? It sounded like some of these bad, stupid bands, eh? You know, eh? It was horrible, eh? Hallelujah. But God knows, eh? We tried. Amen? God knows we did what? We tried. Say after me, God knows that we what? We tried. Hallelujah. Catherine Kuhlman used to say that, eh? She used to say that when she meets God, the first time she'll meet the Lord, eh? Catherine Kuhlman had never met the Lord face to face. Alright? Yet she was one of the greatest women of God who ever lived. Alright? But she had never, like, dreamed seeing Jesus, all of, you know, eh? Never. Hallelujah. So, yeah, one of the things it teaches us is that, it is not necessarily true, eh? That the greatest men and women of God, the greatest servants of God, or the greatest Christians are those who have had encounters with the Lord. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? It is not, having visions and dreams doesn't necessarily mean that you're walking so close with God, eh? Or that you're walking in His ways, or that you have arrived. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Hallelujah. Okay? Amen? Do you know that Muslims have dreams which come to pass? Do you remember before you got saved, you used to dream, eh? At times, things which happen. You understand? So, having so many dreams doesn't necessarily mean, eh? That what? That you are spiritual, or that you are mature in the things of God. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Hopefully this will help you not to fall. You see, there are people who think that if someone dreams a lot, they prophesy accurate things, you know, it means that they are mature. Yeah, it doesn't. You know, these are gifts, by the way. They are what? Gifts which God gives even to people who are not saved. Gifts which God gives at times at the point you get born again. Okay? Gifts of the Spirit. Okay? So the Spirit comes with those gifts when you get saved and, you know, He comes inside you. Okay? So those things don't necessarily mean what? Anyway, Catherine Kuhlman, alright? Yes, she had never seen the Lord. Okay? And so she used to say that the first thing she would tell the Lord when she meets Him, okay, the first time she will see him, you know, when she, you know, she leaves the earth, she has died and goes to heaven, she will say that, Lord, we tried. Not we tried. She say, I think I tried. Yeah, I tried. Okay. Hallelujah. So we also did what? God knows we tried. And you can find that we scored 100%. Hallelujah. Okay. You can find that God is like 100% today. Why? Because what went wrong was not our fault. For us, we did our best, isn't it? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, God is good, amen? God is what? Yes, at one time I wanted to tell Juliana to do the song list for last Sunday. But I realized that even if we did that, first of all, I wasn't sure whether she can remember all the songs. But I was like, even if you do that, the sound will still be the what? The same. Alright? The sound will still be the same bad sound. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Act like you are in church, amen? Are you sad? Or you're surprised that I'm saying these things? Alright? Yeah, these things have to be said, amen? That is why there are so many stupid churches, which are just social gatherings. Alright? Nothing is happening for the Lord there. They don't care about the quality of the... And it is just a social gathering. Okay? A social club. Okay? Social what? Social club. You know, eh? Yeah. Because they don't take these things seriously. And I think maybe they don't know that worship is a serious matter. They don't know. Okay? They what? They don't know, and probably the people in the church who know and should help them just shut up and let things what? Go like that. Amen? But, okay, it will not happen. Okay? You guys, you should worship, not the worship team. Eh? Okay. The worship team, you should pray God to give me a trip for 2 months. Okay, and I go for 2 months for holiday, you know. So that's what. Yeah, people, you know, can do all the rubbish they want to do. And, you know, yeah. But we need to take these things seriously. Amen. We are here for God and for Him alone. We are here for what? For God and for Him alone. Okay? Almost all the entire worship team knows that. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. One good thing about Esther is that she knows the number of years we have left. So now someone like her who cannot take these things, what? As a joking matter. Alright? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to do the best we can for the Lord. Amen. Because we are not our own. We belong to Him. We belong to what? We belong to Him. Glory be to God. You all look very sad. Eh? And some of you are just pretending. You're pretending. But you didn't even see what was wrong. Alright? Because you're very kind. You even can't tell whether when something is real or not. So you're wondering what I'm talking about. But you have to appear like, yeah, you're so click. Yeah? That we're on the same page. Yeah, alright? If you're in that state, just know that man, you're doing very badly. And you should style up. Hallelujah. Just know you're doing very, if you cannot tell. When worship is hopeless, just know, man, you need what? You need to spend more time with the Lord, as in personal, private time with the Lord, okay? Sincerely worshiping Him. That's when, you know, this is why people can't tell when things are hopeless, because they spend most of their time in stupidity, Okay? Those who have cars, when you enter their cars, it is just
stupid radio station, you know, just so they cannot tell when something is wrong because they're used to rubbish. Okay? Hallelujah. That's what happened, you know, eh? So you can wonder, but Pastor, what was the problem? You know?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are not our own, eh? All right? So we are supposed to sincerely serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to talk about. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Verse 19 to what? Yeah. It was good to see you laughing and smiling because the other chapter is what? Has closed. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, from verse 19 it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God?" Chapter 6, isn't it? Huh? Chapter 16, 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. Yeah. Chapter 6. Verse 19. "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" You are not what? You are not what? You are not your own. Hmm? Man, this is a deep, this has to, you know, this revelation should dawn on Christians to actually realize that they are not their own. They are not what? They are not what? Now, you know, people know this verse, but they actually don't know it. Do you know what it means not to be your own? I think it is kids who know. But when you grow up, we kind of, we lose that concept, that understanding. Kids know that they are not their own. Eh? Alright? But, yeah. The people who should actually know, is what? Is Christians. We are not our own. It even doesn't, anyway, yeah. We are not our what? Our own. Hallelujah. Hmm? We are not what? Please, act like what? Stop pretending that what? That, yeah, the worship was bad, yeah. Okay, you are not what? You are not your own. Alright? Yes, we belong to Jesus. Now also, I've just thought about this. Also, wives are not their own. Glory. Wives are not their what? Please join me in this. Wives are not their what? Their own. Hallelujah. Okay? The young ladies in this place who are not married, okay? The quicker you learn this, is it the quicker or the sooner? Whatever. You know, Hallelujah. Yes, it will help you a lot. It will do what? It will help you a lot. You see, it is these simple things which are actually the most important. It is not 10 months of marriage or counseling that will ensure that your marriage will be stable and you to be happy. Hmm? You know, just because you have a job, okay, and you don't need a man to take care of it, does not mean that you are your own. Glory be to God. Just because you have 3 degrees and the man you get, okay, or the one God is going to give you has a diploma or he has nothing. He stopped in senior six. Nathan Coca-Cola business, you know, right? Does not mean that you don't belong to him. Okay? Glory be to God. Say amen. I'm telling you, these are the things. Eh? Okay? I have a friend who, you know, it's great once in a while to meet with someone or to get to learn that, hey, I have someone with whom we think the same on a very important issue. Okay? But I won't tell you that issue. But, okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Katsimi, you're not your own. Amen? Hallelujah. Here are your wishes that Sylvia was here. You're like, Kale, I told her to come to church today. Hallelujah. Come sing. Okay? As you pray for a good man, okay? Before God sends him, and then you mess him up, you mess God up and the man up, is that you just learn this very simple one. You are not your own. Hallelujah. You're not your what? You're not your own. Okay? And when you leave your father's house, you no longer belong to your father. Glory be to God. You belong to another man. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Glory. Anyway, yeah, so we are not what? Our own. Well, because you were bought at a price. Okay, Christians don't belong to themselves. They belong to God. Okay, and rightfully so, because they were bought. Okay, we were what? We were bought. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 says that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. You are not your own. Okay, you are bought. What was the currency? The precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, if you're not your own, you shouldn't live like you are your own. All right? Whatever you do should be what your owner. What your owner, what your master, okay, wants you to do. Glory be to God. And just that simple concept, just that simple thing, okay? By the way, if Christians just lived, with just that simple concept, even if they didn't know how many verses, just this one thing, man, most people's lives would be sorted. I'm telling you, just this simple thing. Just imagine now, like I don't know if you have a houseboy or a house girl. Do you know, if they just live by just doing what you tell them, they know they're not their own, so they cannot go for Christmas unless you allow them to. Do you understand? So if they just live like that, they find themselves, they get a smile from the boss, they get a bonus, the place where to stay is assured. You understand? Assured. They cannot sleep, whatever, on the veranda. Because they are, they are
Anyway, they are doing their master's will. Do you know, a lot of the financial problems people have, it is just these things, by the way. Very simple, this one thing. Hallelujah. You know, God hasn't told you to what? To start what, whatever, looking for land, build, you know, The new world, no law, Zakati man, you know, I'm 27, what, I must, you know, Now, you know, Your master hasn't told you that now, nina kuwe takakati. Nina kuwe chapa. Alright? Then now you start putting financial pressure for nothing on yourself. Because man, the guys that I went to school on our group, their guys finished his first house. Do you know, you were at peace, without a plot of land. Peaceful, peaceful. Because 600K you get from work, enough. It was enough. Then you began now, what? Then all of a sudden, man, you know what, cutting it, have to get a, and you know, if you had only inquired from your master, is it time to get a plot of land? Do you understand? Okay. Then he said, no, it's not yet time. Then you're like, okay. Now you continue enjoying your 600 thou. All right? Before you go to a loan shark. Okay? A loan shark, you know? Then now your 600K you are getting every month becomes 200. Because a loan shark has to get 300 every month. 400. Now, do you see how you've made yourself what? Miserable? And now, what are you going to do? You're going to start stealing. That is, you know, a Christian now, before you know it, they're on that road of what? Stealing, thieves. Yet God had blessed you according to heaven. The angels were in heaven looking down and saying, wow, a blessed man. 600,000 blessed. They're just seeing the blessing of God. And for you thought you were not blessed. And some of you are, yes, you know, you're looking, you're like, 600,000, do you know what 600,000 is? But God has blessed, and according to heaven, He has blessed you. And you're blessed. Alright? Then you get to hear that, man, there's a certain place where lunch is at 100,000. And then you think those guys are more blessed than you. So you start devising who means to what? To find a way of what? Of also eating lunch. You know, then you get yourself into trouble for nothing. Hallelujah. You are not your own. By the way, if you could just live, you know, okay? You see, most of the, well, not most, but a good number of the problems in marriages, a good number, not all of them, are because, you know, some people are operating like they are not their own. Okay? Just imagine if you have a boss, okay? No, you are the boss, okay? And then you have an employee, and the employee is acting like what? Like she's a boss. Now, just that alone, trouble. Trouble. Just, you know, someone trying to change the what? The roles, You understand? And now, that's exactly some of the problems in marriages. All right? You know, people were attempting coups. Okay, attempting coups. You tell me the country where there was an attempted coup and it was still peaceful at that moment. You can't do that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Attempted what? You just mess yourself up. All right? That's why you hear of these stories of men, some bad men, okay, who now go for house girls, some like the guy is a CEO, then he goes like for the someone at the workplace or the lowest rank. It's because the man is finding someone who's putting him in his place. You understand? Something he's not getting at home. And now I'm not saying they should do it. Okay, but their wives helped them. You understand? I know the things sound bad, but it's the truth, All right? And men shouldn't cheat on their wives. It is sin. And it will, if they are born again, they will end up in hell. Okay, however, their wives shouldn't help them to sin. Do you understand? All right? Glory be to God. Okay? So, hallelujah. By the way, I came here to tell you, you are not your own. You belong to Jesus. You are bought at a price. Okay? His precious blood, all right? That's what I came to tell you, All right? So if if there are things that messed you up, I didn't come to tell you that. I came to tell you this. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, when we get saved, when we accept Jesus, okay, we actually confess or we accept his lordship, his ownership over our lives. All right? That's what we actually do, as it is written in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Okay, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, okay, that Lord is not the Lord of God. It is the Lord of Master. If you confess with your mouth the Master, the Mastership, okay, the Lordship of Jesus, that Jesus is your master, that Jesus is your owner, okay? And you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So we all got saved like that, okay? We told Jesus, oh God, that, Jesus, I accept him as my savior. He died for you to remove your sins. And we also confess that he's our Lord. Hallelujah. And when we did that, thereafter, we were supposed to grow, okay, in that understanding. Do you understand? We were supposed to grow in that understanding of lordship, okay? But unfortunately, not many Christians grow in that element. They just grow in expecting to get things from him. Thereafter, we're just what? Asking him for things. All right? But we never grow in that, in our understanding that he's our Lord and that we should therefore obey him. Hallelujah. Okay? That shouldn't be the case with you people, with us people. Glory be to God. Okay? The Lord Jesus. Okay? Otherwise, okay, you are bound to receive a dream when Jesus is telling you, like he did in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, that, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Hallelujah. Amen. You guys, I'm telling you the truth. Some of the problems, some of the things which are not right in your life, can be sorted with just, by the way, many things. They can be sorted with just one thing.
are not even prayer.
Not prayer, and this, some of these things, it's not the devil.
Hallelujah. It's not what?
It's not the devil, man. The devil is somewhere in Kalangala somewhere. He didn't know your address. He even didn't know what's happening with you. He didn't know that you exist. And things are being blamed on him. Okay? I remember years ago, I saw a cartoon. Was it a cartoon or something? You know, the devil was seated, Bambi, somewhere, you know, in a corner. And he was like, man, everything is being blamed on me. And by the way, I think for the first time, he was saying the truth. I'm telling you, some things is not the devil. It's not what? It's not the devil, you guys. It is just some stupid people, Christians, okay, who are trying to what? Who are trying to, what do they say? Who are attempting a coup. They're trying to take over the lordship of Jesus. They want to turn Jesus into a servant, and for them they were those things of what? Some chick who told God, you know, who told the Lord. She was single, and she wanted to marry and get kids. And then she told the Lord that if you don't give me a husband this year, okay, next year, you're going to hear news. No, so you see, such things. Now, you're telling your boss that. Yeah, you know. That shouldn't be with us, people. Amen? Glory be to God. In all that we do, we should do what, Juliana? We should honor him. Okay? And we don't honor him by lip service. We honor him by actually doing what he wants us to do. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Let's take David. Okay? King David or David as an example. In 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 13. Okay? Before verse 13, we see Saul, the first king of Israel, has messed himself up, okay? And God sends prophet Samuel to him, okay? And verse 13 says, and Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. Okay, so remember he had told him, okay, they had gone to war, okay, and God had told Saul that destroy everything. He had commanded him, destroy everything, okay? But Saul didn't. So God tells Samuel, God tell him that you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God. You have not done what? Kept the commandment, kept the instruction. Or the Lord your God. You haven't done what your master told you to do. Okay? And this teaches us that if we don't do what the Lord tells us to do, the truth of the matter is, according to the Bible, we are acting foolishly. Say amen. Amen. These are not my words. Hallelujah. They are in your Bibles. Hallelujah. We are acting foolishly. Okay, then he says, you have not kept the commandment, the instruction of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now, your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. Alright, the Lord has done what? Sought for himself a man after his own heart. Okay? That means,
okay, Saul didn't obey the commandments of God, the instruction of God. So God is getting someone who will obey his instructions. Okay, primarily, that's what it means by a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Okay, if you spend all your time in prayer, reading the Bible, worshiping, and all those things are good. They're great. But you actually don't do what God tells you when you are in prayer. When you are not someone after God's own heart. Okay? Your sisters and brothers who see you all the time praying, they're like, wow, our sister, you know, she's a woman after God's own heart. God is like these ones. And just pray that God doesn't give your sisters and brothers a dream. Gabagambo, yo wapi. Nabi wabuliba. I'm joking. Hallelujah. So God, you know, Saul is thrown out. Okay? Not for some, like, you know, not because he was a homosexual. He became a homosexual. No. You know, he just, decided to do his own things instead of what his master told him. The guy didn't do what in our day and age we call a big sin. Like what David did. David took someone's wife. You know, and then he killed the man. Okay? Saul was a nice guy. He didn't do those things. He wasn't a big sinner. Okay? In quotes. But God is like, you did not do what I told you to do. And according to me, it was a major issue. So for that reason, I'm getting someone. And I call it a biange. Glory be to God. And I call it. And I call it, there's a saying like that, a song, whatever. Okay? So that's how David, okay, is identified. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 13, still talking about David, using him as our example. Okay? So, the person God was going to get after his own heart was David. Alright? Just to let you know. Alright? So, Acts chapter 13, verse 21 says, okay, Luke, who wrote this, Acts of the Apostles says, that, and afterward, when Israel asked for a king, remember? They didn't have a king at first, and they we want a king. And God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, Why was he removed? Now you know. Okay, when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. And what does that mean? Who will do all my will. Glory be to God. So I'm telling you, if you want to call yourself a woman after God's own heart, okay, first and foremost, you must be someone who does the will of God. What God tells you, what your Lord tells you to do. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. In all that we do at our workplaces, in church, wherever, okay? When you're on a boda-boda, you know, when you're taxi, okay? All right? If you are someone after God's own heart, you do his will. Amen? And I'm telling you the truth. This one simple thing can solve 90% of all your problems. Without having to miss food. I'm telling you, without having to miss food.
God created food for you to enjoy. And sometimes he doesn't delight when he sees you what? Fasting and going hungry. He says that if you could just do this one thing. Gai mugambe, oli sore. Ichintu, chitambule. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Just simple stuff. Hallelujah. Right now I'm 44 years old. I've been saved since 1998. I got born again in 1998. Second year university. I wish I'd gotten saved in P6. I wish. When I got saved in second year, when I saw that man, this life was so good. I remember the guy who had preached to me in senior one. The guy, man, the whole of sports time, the guy was on my case. I didn't go for sports. Guy, man, Mose, Bwango, get saved. What? Guy, now, university, when I got saved, I look back, man. I was like, those, how many years? Like 7, 8 wasted years. But by this time now, that guy, we went with him to med school. So by this time, this guy had backslidden. So now I went to him. I was like, you're the one, don't you remember in senior one? Then the guy said, ah, you must say, also you. But the guy was confused. Okay, because now, so the guy on campus, he wasn't born again. Then, I don't know what happened to him. After I know, I think, did he even do internship? Yeah. After we finished 5 years, we heard that the guy has gone what? To Mukono Theological, it's called what? To do theology. The guy is not even born again, but from med school, sure, Mukono. Either to get a degree or a diploma. For what? I don't know. Very ill. But the last year, I think he finally got saved again. Hallelujah. Okay? So, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Glory be to God. Amen. May all of us here have that CV. Okay? Have that CV. Okay? For me, I don't know whether I'm weird, I'm a fake guy. I always think in terms of those heavenly CVs. Glory be to God. God, you have a CV in heaven. Amen. These both things on earth are just fake, man. All right. But it's good to have the CVs on earth. God wants you to have a CV, a good CV, Okay. So that you are excellent, whatever, But more importantly, are those eternal CVs. Hallelujah. Okay. Have a CV as a woman after God's own heart, who does what the Lord tells her to do. A man after God's own heart. Amen. Gabuaba or project, something to do. Something God wants to do. Okay? And Bible says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. Looking for what? Okay? God is looking for people to use. Okay? When there's something to do, God is like, What about Bruce? In Bukoto. Oh, you guy, I'm calling that, Hallelujah. Amen. Since the elections ended and Museveni won, all right, and it was of God, and according to me, I did my part. in my small way, you know, I did my part in letting people know that Bobby Wine will never be the will of God for, you know, eh? I wrote things, I said them, I was going around when I meet people, get my phone, show them the snakes of Bobby, you know, eh? I did my bit, eh? And, so after that, okay, rather, since then, I've been asking God, Kati, what, because I'm like now, there's 2026. I've been asking God now, what do you want me to do for you? Even before 2026 come. I'm asking God, Kati, you know, eh? What is the next, you know? Because, anyway, you understand, eh? All right? I'm asking God for now my role, eh? Okay, leading to 2026. And I'm not doing it for my own, but most especially for God, but also for all of, for the nation, eh? You have to get someone on the throne, Kuntebe, eh? Someone who is God's will. Hallelujah. God's choice. And that shouldn't be taken lightly. That shouldn't be taken what? Lightly. Glory be to God. Anyway, I'm asking God for my next assignment. Glory be to God. Yeah, right now, heaven knows what old guy, you know, yeah? Amen. I like those things, eh? I'm in God's good books. Amen. Now, when you begin on a project, on something, you begin to do something, and then you realize it, and then God comes to you and say, man, I'm not in those things. Leave it alone very quickly. Leave it. Don't what your ego, what? For me, God told me what? No, he told me. And when you in your heart, you know, Tiakugamba, and he has told you, I didn't tell you that, leave it alone, but you're like, man, how will people know, you know, eh, that I've been wrong on this? Leave it alone. Just be humble. Okay? And David was like that. David was like how? He was like that. First Samuel, 1 Corinthians, 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, from verse 2. It says that. It says, okay. Huh? What is it? 1 Chronicles, 28. Yes. But I ended with this, didn't I? Yeah. And it says that then David rose to his feet and said, hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark or the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God and made preparations to build it. He made what? Preparations. God, yeah, that has a project. All right? But God said to me, you shall not build a house for my name, okay, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. So he has begun on something and he sincerely believes it's God. And God said, no, not you. Amen. Okay. Verse six of that same, First Chronicles 28. Verse six says, now he said to me, so David said that God told to me, rather he said to me, it is your son Solomon who shall build my house. All right? Okay? You understand? And when David got to know that, Echintunachita, there's someone who said that if you are on the, if you're walking in the wrong direction, okay, it will never become the right direction, however far you go. You understand? Eh? However far you go, but you still, you understand? You're supposed to go to, what is this side? Bukoto? No. Nigeria? Nadia? Huh? Bukoto. You understand? So you begin to go to Bukoto, but you're supposed to go to Nigeria. You can deceive yourself, but God knows. I have walked a lot. He's like, okay, that's power. You understand? God, no. Nigeria. So you find, you say, God, I've even sweated, I'm tired. As in just,
accept this.
God said, no. You know, what you need to do, you have to do what? Turn back. Okay? Which reminds me of some guy I met years ago. I knew this gentleman when I was a child. Now, years ago, like in 2010, 2011, I met him in Chiwatule. So we talked, then he told me he's born again. Then he told me how he prays for what places he walks, places praying for them, whichever town he passes as he's walking, he prays for it. I'm like, wow, that's good. Then he told me that he has to walk and really feel pain because that's how God will accept what he's doing. I'm telling you, that's what the guy was. He told me, since I have to want to feel pain. That means that before he starts to feel pain, he knows what? He's like, that is not what? He hasn't yet begun. Pray. So I told the guy, where'd you get those things? Man, we disagreed, you know, eh? And I think at that time he was on his way. Akira, and in those days, Ukira was like going to Jinja. Ukira, So guy nangamangende, So I think now I used to go bulindo, chiwolo, those things. The guy say what? I guess I was walking like this. You know, I'm telling you, my guys are weird, Okay? Since then, I've met him twice. But every time we meet, you can see that the guy wants to duck and we take off. The last time I met him was on the election day. I was in the queue. Then I saw him. You could say guy wanted to duck because he knew where we are going. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, so he got who? So he told him, no, it's not you. It is Solomon, your son. Okay? Let's quickly read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. It says that now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. Okay? That was when now those, the whole thing of what he's going to build a house for God. Okay? Then the prophet told him, okay, go do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Now, you should know the rest of the story, okay? And it says that in verse 4, that, but it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan saying, go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? Okay? To cut a long story short, Nathan, the prophet, had got it wrong. You know? Alright? He had given what? Wrong counsel to the king. Okay? Then God came to Nathan, told him, no. You know, you gave my servant poison. I'm joking, But like, no. That wasn't right. That wasn't me. Okay? Go and tell him not to do it. So you can see there were two servants of God. They had all made a mistake. But they were humble enough to what? To turn back. Nathan also humbled himself. Prophet Nathan. Just imagine a prophet who tells you a thing today and is humble enough to call you and praise. Professor Jenagambi. I would be so glad to hear that the prophet like that who tells you Chile Jenagambi HO20A. Not for us, Ibanabi. We miss it. But there are some prophets who will see you again, but the guy can't assure that man, HO Chite. I missed it. But Bambi, Nathan did. Yeah? Okay? Nathan did. God told him, no, and he went back and told David that, man, I was wrong. Okay? And David also was humble enough to kill the project. Hallelujah. And it is also remarkable that God will call David my servant. My servant David. All right? I remember Oyedepo. My servant, okay? My servant who? Hey. And it's amazing, eh? That what? David Oyedepo, you know? Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? I'll never forget, a month before LAT opened, okay? I decided to get messages, David Oyedepo's messages. I'm telling you this story because it is this David thing that has reminded me. And the guy is also called David Oyedepo. So I got his messages that were talking about supernatural church growth. Okay? Because I was going to begin a church and you have to learn how to do this thing. I didn't know. I was from med school. I hadn't gone to theology, to Mukono. All right? So that night I slept at around like 2 a.m. because I was listening to these messages, part one, part two, all right? You know, listening to those things. Now, in the morning, okay, Sunday morning, a guy, a friend of mine, comes, knocks at the door, and hands me a book. Hands me a book. And he tells me that last night I had a dream. And in a dream, I was getting this book, okay, entitled 30 Years of Ministry by David Oyedepo. Okay? He was getting that book and giving it to me. You understand? Now, that was remarkable, eh? So I knew God was speaking to me. Okay? So anyway, I got that book, I read it. Now, to be honest, I don't remember anything in that book. But I remember what I learned from it. Okay? The only thing I learned from that book is do only what God tells you to do. I knew God was telling me the church you're going to start, only do what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. Okay? And for those of you who are here, you know, at the start, Juliana, you are there in Bugorobi? No? You're there for the first service. Imagine what a worship leader, and she was there, and Gatudeu to Gatao is a Mkama. All right? So we're there, you know, we started it, and when we began, we didn't do everything right. Okay? Like you've had the story, we realized like 2 weeks later that we were not supposed to be in Bugorobi. The starting was of God, but we started in the wrong place. And I think 4 weeks later or 3 weeks later, we came here. God showed us in a dream, you know, that we're supposed to be at Nobview Hotel. Okay? So we realized we are wrong on that in that area of the venue, the place. And we quickly, those things you delay to make, you know, to make the turn, you're going to mess yourself up badly. Because you're like, I want to. Bagenda gamba ono guy. Yakatani kakati olaba. Echitegeza bine bintu bibie. Tauriza mkama. So you're like, man, how will I be able? Already I have the 20 people. Now, if I tell them that we are wrong, guys will say, kakati ono guy. Go to go vele la. Because 2 weeks already you're telling us that you had backfired on that. You understand? Now that is pride. Eh? And pride leads to destruction. So we quickly, man, woof, came here. Glory be to God. We acknowledged our sin. Not really sin, but our whatever it's called. Hallelujah. Okay, and since then, now it is 6 years or something, we have tried to do only what God tells us to do. Hallelujah. That's why we are here. We are still here. Glory be to God. Okay? Mark's brother used to be with us in those years. Then he ran away. I think he was surprised last Sunday when he came. And he said, "Hey, but you're a guy, but he's like, but no swan, so what? Okay? Hallelujah. Which takes me to a dream I had on Saturday morning. Alright? So Saturday morning, I woke up, you know, in the night to pray. You know, to pray. So I prayed for some time. Then I'm like, sometimes, the best whatever to get a dream, you pray for a long time, okay? Then you go back to sleep. I used to do this thing years ago. And man, and so I'm like, I think I went back to bed like at 6:30. So, now, so I'm talking about Saturday morning, yesterday morning, and then I had a dream. Wonderful dream. Now, in this dream, I met or I was with Apostle Serada and what's this guy's name? Chazze. Pastor Chazze. You know Pastor Chazze? Okay? Pastor Chazze, more money. Some of you right now don't like him. Because of what? Oh, you don't know? Okay, it's okay. Anyway, that's a pastor who was telling Christians to vote with common sense. And he told them to vote Kyagulanyi. Okay? Yeah. But he's a pastor, amen? There's nowhere in the scripture that you cease to be a man of God if you tell guys to vote the wrong one. And so they were together. And so then I told them that I go to a church called. Now, in the church, it wasn't called Last Adam Tabernacle. And that didn't mean that we're going to change the name of the church. Okay? The church was called The One Thing Church. Some of you haven't gotten it. The church was called, and so I told them that I go to a church called The One Thing Church. And what is The One Thing? Okay? We are here. I've been saying it over and over, and some of you are tired of it. You think that I don't know other things. Okay? But we are here to do only one thing, to please the Lord. This is where I can't stand it when I see what? We're hopeless, Because, we're here to please the Lord. That's our one thing. We are here to only do what he tells us to do. And that's how we please him. You understand? Not doing our own things to make a name for ourselves also, Okay? So, I told them that I go to a church called The One Thing Church. Glory be to God. Now, for that to be said in a dream, it means that is how we are recognized in heaven. That is our CV in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? That is your CV in heaven, the church you go to. Okay? How's that CV in heaven? Okay? Tewali abamanyi. However, heaven is like that is our church. Because it does only what they are told to do. It exists only to please the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. The one thing, church. Hallelujah. That is the seal you have in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. You should be glad to know that. Eh? Hallelujah. The one thing, church. Glory be to God. Amen. Then I told them that I go to a church called the One Thing Church. And then I say that, and after I'm going to build a church, okay, which shall become the largest, okay, so I was going to tell them the number of years, eh? But I was a bit hesitant to tell them, eh? All right, the number of years in which it will become the largest in the city. All right, yes, I was hesitant. Then I told them two figures, all right, because I was hesitant. Magambe 6 over 7, you know, eh? Hey, glory be to God. Then I remembered, I think it was 2 years ago, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was with Sarah Dye, okay? And we talked about some things. And yes, and I was like, he told me that your church is going to grow very big. You remember that dream? Yes, you know? And, you know, he was saying, no, that's not the dream which got us to invite him. That was anyway, there's another dream later. Okay? And he told me that your church is going to grow very big. Okay? Then, in the dream, I was like, should I tell this guy that there's actually dreams that have said we are going to become the largest? So for him, he's talking about growing very big. Okay? But I was like, should I tell this guy that actually it's more than that? Alright? So in the dream, I was hesitant. Now, so you can see now that was captured a bit somehow in the dream I had 2 days ago. Alright? And in fact, when I met him at that time, you know, I told him that I had this dream, eh? Okay? No, he prayed for me, okay? Then he's like, yeah, God, may his church grow. So when he finishes to pray, I told him that, by the way, I had a dream when you were telling me exactly that. And in the dream, I was hesitant to tell you the number of years it's going to take to actually not just grow big, but to become the largest. So you can see these things were captured in this dream. Glory be to God. All right? But the most important thing was what your church is called in heaven. Hallelujah. The One Thing Church. Glory be to God. Now, why wouldn't God pay rent for the One Thing Church? Hallelujah. There's some of you who think, yeah, rather, who sit here, no, the one who's over, Pastor Achibala, yeah. How do these guys pay rent? Ronnie, I think, also asks, man, for 6 years, okay? But they also have a good CV with Ronnie, okay? I was told years ago that he confided in someone, that man, these guys have never told me those things of tuja kukusasura next week. Tuwe mu, eh? To give us some time. Eh? Then, that he said that there are some other large churches where he also does sound. Which man? Eh? Ababanja. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, yes, on anyway. Okay. Now, this one has never. I think you guys even wonder, like a pastor, and there's a, we are somewhere in America, like yakola friends with abazungu abamsamu cash what, but they are not there. Eh? Amen. They are not what there. But God, they cannot allow a church which calls the one thing church to just get off the scene like that. Because that's what he needs from every human. That's what he needs from every ministry. That's what he needs from every church. To have only one goal. Eh? And that goal is to please him. And how do we please him? By doing, by first and foremost, doing only what he tells us to do. Because we are not our own. Glory be to God. Amen. Now this shouldn't just stop with us as a church, okay, as a body, but it should be the same in our individual lives. Glory be to God. Okay? Then Andrew, you get a dream one time when God is referring to your family as the one thing marriage. The one thing family. Glory be to God. Amen. That family loves me. Hallelujah. Amen. Mkwanzi. Amen. Amen to what? Mkwanzi is clicking. Hallelujah. Even her dad is clicking. Isn't it? Yeah. Okay. As we end, lastly, so we have used the example of David. So, as we end, I'm going to just read two verses, okay? We're going to look at the ultimate example of Jesus, who is actually the son of who? Of David. Jesus in John chapter 4 verse 34 said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Not just to do a bit of it, half-half. Just do rubbish. There's no excellence to what you're doing. You just want, you understand? God, you just say no. Okay? I came to do the will of my master, the will of my father who sent me, and to finish it. Glory be to God. That should be our what? Our motivation. Okay? Esther, are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Okay? The worship team has done a great job all this time. Hallelujah. Okay? Praise, you've done a great job, amen? Hallelujah. Julian has helped me, I'm sure, to help everyone to do the best they can for the Lord. All right? John chapter 17, which is the last verse. Before Jesus went to the cross, he said, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." Glory be to God. Amen. He said, "I have glorified you on the earth." How? Not by singing, not by reading the Bible. Amen. We should sing to the Lord. We should read the Bible. But if we sing to the Lord and we read the Bible and we can quote scriptures and people call us deep, but we don't do the will of God, we are not glorifying him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glorifying the Lord is simple. Just get to know what he tells you to do and do it. Hallelujah. Okay, Jesus said, "I came to do the work of him who sent me and to finish it." Okay? And before he left, he said, "I have finished that work. I have glorified the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. May we continue to be the church that glorifies the Lord. Amen. We thank the worship team for they are partly responsible, okay, for us having that CV of being called the One Thing Church. Glory be to God. Give them a big hand clap. Amen. They sacrifice a lot. Do you know what it means to wake up at, I don't know what time, and you just come here and you do stuff and you're not being paid? After having worked Monday to Friday. Hallelujah. Andrew is newlywed, man. Amen. For him to leave that bed, you know, and come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The comfort of his home to, you know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. People like Mark, give Mark a big hand clap. Mark for mine. Amen. Now you're going to give a bigger hand clap to his wife, Rachel. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you're going to clap for yourself. You are partly the reason why heaven calls us the One Thing Church. Glory be to God. I mean, now, what better thing to achieve on earth as a church than that? Hallelujah. Now, if we just remain the way we are, like this, and we still have that CV, man, so that's why I think people begin ministries when they really don't know what this thing is all about. It is not about fame. It's not about numbers. It's not about the how much you collect. Okay? There's a pastor who one time wrote on Facebook, you know, when there was this thing of regulation of churches, what they bid. Like I said, those guys, no, why they have to, you know? Then he wrote and said that, you know, every Sunday we collect this amount of money. But I know the guy, he just wanted to show, to tell the world that man, he has dimes, you understand? And when you think about it, to me, that money is not a lot. You understand? But now how do you write a thing like that? And it wasn't even 10, or it was like 9 miles. It wasn't a lot of money. Ninachwandika. These guys want to regulate us, watch for us, where what? We collect. You know, okay? That guy was once Okaro's friend. Hallelujah. I'll just say that to let you know who I'm talking about. Amen? The One Thing Church. Hallelujah. And we should remain that way, people. Glory be to God. We should remain what? That way. Hallelujah. Amen. Judith has been here from them days. Bolawanga, we are going off track. You're like, you come to me. You're like, Pastor, I'll see what water and we are sleeping. Please, come. You understand? That's why there's some people who I wouldn't want them to leave this church so soon. Because those are the guys who can know, like who know the past, who can say, you know, you understand? It's good new people come when there's this group that can be able to also control them, say, echo, tebachikola wano. Bobato, ochikola, dayo juwafa, naye, echo. You understand? You have to have those old people, not necessarily in age, but in long is in having been in a place. And they know the history, they know the culture, they know what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. They know what God has said previously. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need those people. Hallelujah. The Nkwanzis, the Edens, the Akuchus. Hallelujah. In all I do, I
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.